Hi, my name is Pauline Michon, and today I will explain you how metabolic vulnerabilities can be used as predictive biomarker and therapeutic targets in skin carcinogenesis. UVB is the main factor which can lead to skin cancer like cutaneous squamous skin carcinoma, a non-melanoma skin cancer. This cancer can progress from precursor called actinic keratosis to in situ, before becoming invasive and finally metastasis. It is known that metabolic reprogramming plays a role in the initiation and the progression of tumor. In this project, we wanted to understand metabolic rewiring in SCC in order to improve the level of prevention and protection for skin cancer and evaluate new therapeutic strategies. With that aim, we analyze different types of SCC sample or cell lines at different stages of carcinogenesis by proteomic approaches, immunostaining, and biochemical functional analysis. Proteomic analysis in figure 1 showed metabolic modification in actinic keratosis compared to normal skin. The same feature was found in peritumoral skin, but the metabolic profile of SCC tumor was significantly different. Those data suggest that metabolic reprogramming in photocarcinogenesis occurs at an early stage. We next wanted to investigate the mechanism which underlined those early changes. In figure 2, we irradiated SKH mice and we compare irradiated skin to non-irradiated one. The complex activity of the electron transport chain, ETC, were observed, and we found an increase in the activity of complex 3 and complex 4 in the distal part of the chain. This upregulation was owing to the overactivation of DHODH, an enzyme implicated in complex 3, but also which catalyzed the fourth step of pyrimidine synthesis. Here, as you can see in the figure, we have an upregulation of DHODH expression in hyperplasic skin and actinic keratosis at a RNA level and also a protein level. Biochemical functional analysis in figure 3 was done on human cell lines at different stages of carcinogenesis. It revealed a similar reprogramming during this carcinogenesis with a positive correlation between the different stage of tumor development with oxygen consumption and extracellular acidification. The HODH level was evaluated in skin at different stage of carcinogenesis in figure 4, and the immunostaining revealed a positive correlation between the stage of carcinogenesis and the HODH expression level. To assess the functional importance of the HODH in the progression of human SCC, we tested the effect of leflunomide, a potent DHODH inhibitor, in xenograft model. When we treated the mice with leflunomide alone, it didn't reduce the tumor volume compared to the placebo-treated tumors. However, when we combined leflunomide with 5-FU, which is a genotoxic molecule, the tumor growth was suppressed. To conclude, all these results suggest that DHODH is a promising target for chemo prevention and combination therapy of UVB-induced SCC. Thank you very much for your attention, and if you have any question, I will be pleased to answer it.